With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting on the National Mall today. There was a Veterans Day event honoring the greatest generation.
World War II veterans were honored at the National World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. The Veterans Day event paid tribute to the more than 16 million men and women who served during World War II. Edward Towns, now 103 years old, was one of those being honored. He served in the U.S. Army. His three brothers also served in various branches of the military.
It means everything to me, you know. I enjoy being here and I enjoy being with them.
Some veterans in attendance received a Greatest Generation commemorative coin and were part of the Parade of Heroes with a wreath laying at the memorial's Freedom Wall. I'm Shelley Adler.
President-elect Donald Trump on Monday named former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Bernie Bennett has more.
Trump said in a statement that Zeldin, a Republican who mounted a failed bid for governor of New York in 2022, would ensure fair and swift deregulation decisions that will be enacted in a way to unleash the power of American business while at the same time maintaining the highest environmental standards, including the cleanest air and water on the planet. Zeldin, who left Congress in January of 2023, was a surprising pick for the role. He was among the Republicans in Congress who voted against certifying the 2020 election results. While in Congress, he did not serve on committees with oversight of environmental policy. Bernie Bennett reported.
Trump also filled some of his cabinet with New York Congressman Elise Stefanik, who will become U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, and Stephen Miller, appointed Deputy Policy Chief, along with Tom Homan, his former acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director, who will serve as Border Czar. This is SRN News. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
A number of Christian ministries hope you will. They are issuing their annual Christmas catalogs that allow individuals to purchase gifts for poor people in distant lands. One goat or a couple of chickens, which cost very little in U.S. dollars, can change the lives of a poor family in the third world, providing them with food and an income. Amongst the ministries putting out Christmas catalogs are Samaritan's Purse, Food for the Poor, and World Vision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An expensive campaign by abortion advocates for state Supreme Court seats has yielded mixed results. Candidates backed by abortion groups won seats in Montana and Michigan in the election. At the same time, Republicans expanded their majority on Ohio's court. Groups on both the right and left spent millions in the lead-up to the election. Experts say the spending shows how much the Supreme Court's ruling on Roe v. Wade worked. SRN News. Republican Senator Eric Schmidt says he doesn't want to be considered for the job of Attorney General.
Schmidt, a longtime Trump ally, says he's pulling his name from the list of potential U.S. Attorney General nominees. As a former Missouri Attorney General, Schmidt is expected to focus on helping Trump judicial nominees navigate their way through the upper chamber and toward confirmation. Schmidt writes on X that, quote, I ran for the U.S. Senate to represent the people of the Show Me State, and I'm just getting started. Bob Agner reporting.
Elon Musk, the billionaire Tesla and SpaceX CEO, provided the vast majority of the estimated $200 million to America PAC, which focused on low propensity and first-time voters to elect Donald Trump, according to a person familiar with the group's spending. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.